Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PG Electroplast Limited Q4 FY22 conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. During this call, company may make certain forward-looking statements based on the current held beliefs of the management of the company, which are expressed in good faith and in management's opinion are reasonable. The forward-looking statements may involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties and other factors which may cause the actual results, financial condition, performance or achievements of the company or industry to differ materially from those in forward-looking statements. These forward-looking statements represent only the company's current intentions, beliefs and expectations, and any forward-looking statement speaks only as of the date on which it was made. The company assumes no obligation to revise or update any forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Deepak Agarwal from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thanks. Good afternoon, all. On behalf of PhillipCapital, I welcome you to PG Electroplast Limited Q4 FY22 earnings call. Today we have with us management represented by Mr. Vishal Gupta, Managing Director, Finance, Mr. Vikas Gupta, Managing Director, Operations, and Mr. Pramod Gupta, Chief Financial Officer. Without taking much of time, I would like to hand over the floor to the management for their opening remarks, post which we'll be open the floor for Q&A. Many thanks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Deepak, and thank you, complete PhillipCapital team. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for sparing your valuable time and joining this call today. Hope all of you are doing great. I'm joined in this call by Mr. Pramod Gupta, our Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Vikas Gupta, our Managing Director, Operations. We have already shared our results presentation earlier and hope you must have gone through that. FY22 has been a significant landmark year in the PG Group journey. We have crossed 1,000 crores in revenue. We raised growth capital and the mainstay of our growth strategy. Our products business has delivered fantastic growth of 146% for the year FY22. Early in the year, we have doubled our washing machine capacity and have launched the fully automatic washing machine platforms, and also the business was shifted from Noida to Roorkee. I am very happy to share that washing machine business grew 119% for the full year. For the AC business, we applied and got approved for Government of India's PLI scheme, and I have committed fourth largest investment in AC components PLI through our 100% subsidiary, PG Technoplast Private Limited. We have built and commissioned a world-class RAC components and RAC assembly unit in Supa, Maharashtra. The project was completed in a record time of 165 days and is the first greenfield plant to begin operations under the PLI scheme. It has the largest capacity for manufacturing air conditioners in Western India. The plant is also one of the most backward integrated AC manufacturing unit in India today, with in-house manufacturing of plastic molded components, painted and unpainted sheet metal components, heat exchangers for indoor units, heat exchangers for outdoor units, integrated copper tubing shop and cross flow fan manufacturing. For PG Group, AC products business grew 185% for FY22. During the year, our R&D developed, validated and launched successfully new ODM platforms and products for washing machines, room ACs and air coolers, and all the products have had very good response from the market and our clients. Coming to future plans now, we see very strong demand for our products and we are preparing ourselves for very strong ramp up in our product businesses again in FY23. Post this 146% growth in product business in FY22, we are again budgeting 120% growth in FY23 for our products business. Overall guidance is given in the release and we are confident of scaling all our businesses significantly in FY23. In FY23, we will be again taking a big capacity expansion in our products business. We are almost doubling our washing machine capacity again, and we are further expanding our RAC capacity to 200,000 indoor units, and 100,000 outdoor units on a monthly basis. Along with, we are going for further backward integration by adding a manufacturing facility for making RAC controllers in our super unit. With this now, I will hand over the call to my colleague, Mr. Pramod Gupta, our CFO, to elaborate on the financials. Thank you.
Hi. Hello and good afternoon, everyone. I'm sure all of you have seen our financials and details already. We have had a great year from operations point of view. Despite all the challenges and cost pressures, we have largely held our operating margins in FY22, despite the fact that we had several one-off costs throughout the year. In the first three quarters, we had cost impact due to fundraising costs, product testing, validation, and sampling costs, and few other one-offs. In fourth quarter also, we have taken a non-cash charge of 2.07 crores on account of ESOPs and 50 lakh rupees for warranties. Although in the fourth quarter, we had a higher proportion of contribution from TV business to almost 9% of sales versus 4% in the third quarter, yet we had seen a margin improvement of 85 basis points quarter on quarter at the operating level. For the next year, we are expecting improvement in margins across all the businesses due to scale-up and operating leverage. But due to the fact that we will be probably seeing a much higher growth in the TV assembly business, overall reported margin guidance shows a small improvement. This is all from my side, and I'll open the question, the floor for question answer now, and we'll be ready to or happy to help you in any other clarifications which you have. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Abhishek Maheshwari from Skyridge Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and many congratulations for the wonderful set of numbers. So just wanted to talk about the capacity utilizations, especially now that the summer is over. How are we doing in AC and washing machines now?
Sir, our AC business will see what is happening right now. As you have rightly said, the AC season is getting over. But we have made tie-ups with one or two big customers and brands, and hopefully we'll be ramping up again our production in AC by month of August. For washing machine, typically it's a season time. So washing machine ramp-up is happening from July onwards. We are seeing a big growth in washing machine numbers also. So overall, we'll see a good bump up in our numbers in Q2 also, sir. That is what we are hoping for. The numbers are looking good. Yes, AC is a seasonal business, and it is as expected. The numbers will go down for Q2, but it will not be as compared to the last year. The numbers will be significantly better than what we did in last year.
Understandable, sir. And sir, secondly, you have recently commissioned your AC facilities and, you know, TV facilities and all. So are you at optimum utilization? When can you expect to reach optimum utilization levels where we can, cover our fixed and variable costs and deliver a good margin there?
Basically, this business, whether we like it or not, some of the businesses, if we see in the categories we are in product business, air cooler is a very seasonal business. AC is little lesser than air cooler, and washing machine is still better than all the three categories. And LED TV also is equivalent to as a washing machine business. But there is a seasonality in the business. That is the nature of this business. But as a company, we already have those things in place, those systems or those measures in place in order to control our costs whenever there is a lean time or lean season is going on. Having said that, as you know, the company is in a growth phase, and we are growing in a very fast way for last 2 years. So, you know, As of now, we don't see much challenges in meeting our fixed or variable costs. Going forward, when the business will stabilize, but we don't see another 2 years, I think we will be in a very rapid growth phase. So overall, we are seeing a growth. So right now, that fixed cost and variable cost is not a major challenge as of now.
Okay, great, sir. Good to know. And sir, lastly, any comments on input cost pressures and supply chain issues?
Input costs in last, if you see, March quarter and December quarter, there was increase in commodity prices and there was a lag in passing on that increase to our customers. But going forward, what we see, there will be easing out in commodities and that we are already seeing. So if there is a, in OEM business, so there are two categories of business, OEM and ODM. In OEM business, we are able to pass through on a monthly basis to our customers. But in ODM business, there is always a lag in pass-through, whether it's an increase or it's a decrease. It is always like that.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I'll get back to the queue.
Thank you, Abhishekji.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Pulkit Singhal from Dalmus Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Congrats on a good set of numbers and guidance. We're just trying to understand things on the working capital side, because last 3 years our working capital seems to be going up. Receivable days are up from 50 to 60 days. Inventory days of sales are also up from 45 to 60 days. If you can help us understand the reasons and also what how we should look at these two line items for the future.
Pramodji, you
will
take this or I shall
take
this?
Yeah, I'll take it. Don't. Sir, see, what has happened is, in our case, because this was our first year in the AC business, AC ODM solution business, and we were therefore taking a lot of care so that we can actually meet this business without much difficulty. So we had an increase in the inventory in this year. And as far as receivables and are concerned, if you will see, typically what happens in our business is that always the fourth quarter is a very large quarter. So in this year also, for the first three quarters, our turnover was 600 crores almost, and in the fourth quarter, we did about 500 crores. So the optically, the number looks very high in terms of the receivable days, because the billing actually happens in the last 3 months at a very high rate. Now this is going to get slightly better in coming years as the business gets more balanced, and over the next couple of years we see slightly more balanced growth over the full or more balanced revenues over the full year. So this receivable days will start coming down. Coming to the inventory side, I think from this year onwards, the inventory days will look lesser because of a couple of reasons. One or two of them are structural and another are internal to our things also. Right now we have to carry a lot of inventory in AC business because Chinese New Year typically comes in between the third quarter, fourth quarter, which is basically typically January, February, sometimes in that time the Chinese New Year happens, and that time the shipments from China are delayed invariably and they are not coming, they're not shipping the goods or raw material from there. So you typically have to keep slightly higher inventory. Now, as and when the ecosystem is getting developed in India, because this PLI is for components and more components are built in China, from in India, and that import dependence on China reduces, we will probably be seeing much lesser requirement to keep the high imported inventory that we are keeping today. Secondly, as our business, we had a huge ramp up in this year in the months of February, March, April, so we kept this. Next year, this is not going to be there for sure, and therefore the inventory levels are going to remain lower, or inventory days will look at least lower. So that is my submission, and we can assure you that we are actually all the time very consciously working towards having a better capital utilization
and we are a capital short company, and we have a debt, so we are actually always very conscious of keeping the inventories at our end, especially given the kind of high raw material prices right now are going on.
Right. So the cash conversion cycle is around 33 days of sales. So as your product business goes higher, and that is the one that is going fastest, does that have a higher working capital intensity in the overall business or the lower one?
It has slightly higher working capital intensity, but this working capital intensity will continue to improve over the years as the ecosystem for the components in India starts developing. Today, the basic problem is that we are importing a lot of components still from China. Now, as and when this dependence keeps on coming down, the number of inventory or the amount of inventory that you need to keep will keep on coming down.
Okay. And in terms of your net debt targets, I mean, this is the first year I think your net debt has crossed equity. So it's more than one times equity, it's around 350 crores on. How do you look at internally when you're deciding for growth? That you will, you know, what is the limit that you will not cross in terms of whether it's net debt to EBITDA or net debt to equity? How do you look at things?
No, net debt to equity, we don't want to cross one. But this year, what has happened is our plant got commissioned in the fourth quarter only.
Yes.
And because of that, all the debt has actually come in this year in the balance sheet, while the plant has actually contributed only for one quarter. So profitability and those numbers are looking slightly higher, and we are carrying slightly higher inventory also because the fourth quarter was the AC season this year, and we were very cautious that we didn't want to miss the any, we didn't want to take any chances basically. Now, going forward, this will all improve, and we think that debt to EBITDA ratios as well as debt to equity ratios will come down.
So will it become below one in next year, or will it take slightly longer to come below one than debt to equity?
It should be around one. I don't exactly know how the situation will pan out in the fourth quarter, but we will try to we will target to keep it below one. That is our internal target to always have debt to equity ratio less than one.
Understood. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ashish Kumar Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations for the results. My questions were on the CAPEX that you announced last week on the Maharashtra plant. So I wanted to know about the timeline and how the CAPEX will be funded there.
Sure. So this CAPEX is actually the same CAPEX which we are taking for the PLI, and it is also the same CAPEX which we are already, part of which we have already undertaken in the facility. It's just that the announcement was made during the event in Davos by the government of Russia. But large part of that CAPEX is already underway, in the sense that this year and next year, by next year, significant portion of this CAPEX will be covered.
Okay, and how is that being funded, I know? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this CAPEX is majorly being funded by the debt and internal accruals both right now.
Okay.
That is the plan.
Okay. Okay. That was all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Balchandra Shinde from Kotak Life. Please go ahead.
Sir, would like to know a longer term perspective wise, since we are investing in PLI investment 320 crores, and to get incentives from government, on an average, I think cumulatively we need to achieve 1500 crore sales in AC component. So are we confident that much to achieve that, and how much sales we require to do in AC to achieve 1500 crore in AC components in FY27?
Yeah, good question. See, I will tell you, when we have planned to do this investment, we have done a lot of simulation internally, and the kind of projections what we have made for ourselves, we see that it is not going to be, it is not going to be very easy also, but it's not going to be very difficult. The numbers are achievable, and we are very hopeful that we'll be able to achieve these numbers going forward. Fourth and fifth year, there might be a little challenge, but there is a, caveat in that PLI scheme. Even if you are not able to achieve your sales numbers through AC components, you can do a non-AC component sales also and achieve those numbers. So that flexibility has been built into the policy. So with that, we don't see any challenge in meeting sales numbers. Now, come to your another question. The kind of eligible components what we have applied for and have been approved in PLI, so we are roughly covering the 50% of the sale price of the AC from our side. So if we are able to achieve a top line of 3,000 crores in fifth year, so it will translate roughly into a 1,500 crore sale into components. Now, the good point about our company is that our base year turnover was very low. So this 1,500 crore has to be an incremental over your base year. In our case, the base year number is only 84 crores. So with that number, for us to achieve an incremental turnover of 1,500 crores over 84 crores is not a very big challenge. I hope this has cleared your query. Yeah. Thank you.
And for the investment purpose, we have seen an increase in debt, but year onwards, is it fair to assume that most of the investment will be through internal accruals only?
Yes, sir. We are very hopeful by going next year onwards, we will be having enough cash flows that we'll be able to do through internal accruals. This year also, we are going for a capex of 130 to 140 crores. So we'll be going for some debt also this year also. But from FY24 onwards, we don't see any requirement of taking any further debt to meet our investment requirements.
Got it. Thanks, sir. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Arpit Shah from Stallion Asset. Please go ahead.
And good set of numbers. I had a couple of questions regarding the business. I'm a bit new to PG Electroplast.
So, sorry, your voice is not very clear. Can you be a bit louder, please?
Hello.
Yeah, better.
Hello. Yeah, congratulations on good set of numbers. I'm a bit new to PG Electroplast as a company. So it would require a few details. And excuse me, first, is there any basic question that I have? I just want to understand the contours of the PLI scheme. What you're currently going to make around 320 crore investment over the next 4 or 5 years. So what are the percentage of incentives which are going to get from the government? What is the incremental revenue that we have to do cumulatively over the next 4 years?
So under PLI scheme, if you are in a category of 300 crore investment, so if you are able to do a 300 crore investment on an incremental basis spread across 5 years, and then you are able to achieve your incremental turnover as prescribed in the policy, then you will get around 66%. Sorry, out of 300 crores, you will get roughly 200 crores back as an incentive from the government.
Okay, got it. And this will be purely on the AC component side, right?
Yeah, this is on the AC component side, as I have said earlier, but if you are not able to achieve, some portion of that can be covered under non-AC. So, largely, you will get this benefit on your total investment of 300 crores. You will get 200 crores from the Government of India.
Got it. And currently, what we are supplying in terms of TVs and AC, what will be the mix in terms of ODM and OEM?
In case of ACs, I think 75% of top line comes from ODM business. In case of washing machine, it is 100% ODM. In case of LED TV, it is largely OEM. And in case of air cooler, it is 100% ODM.
Okay, so we are largely an ODM company. Got it.
Yeah.
And currently we'll be reinvesting a lot of capital, right, in terms of PLI scheme, working capital, and scale up in other businesses. What kind of capital the company will be requiring? Because we already more than 1x of our equity. So we probably need to go for a capital raise, or how? What kind of capital requirements a company would need?
So for this year, FY23, we have already made a plan for 130-140 crores of capex, and we will be taking a small debt, not a very big number of a big figure of debt, and the rest of it will be managed through our internal accruals. And as far as capital raise is there, we don't have any plans as of now to do that. But we are going to take a shareholder approval enabling, but nothing for immediate. Next 3-4 months, we don't have any plan.
Got it. And what would be a client concentration currently?
For AC washing machine business, we have a very widespread customer base. So there is no customer who is more than 15 or 20% of the total our business of that product category. In air cooler, right now we have one customer only, Godrej, and we are doing decent business with them. And for LED TV, we have two or three customers right now, and we are in the process of adding one or two more customers. And we right now, AC and washing machine, we have a decent widespread customer base. But air cooler and LED TV categories are also small, and we are trying to build on those categories and add more customers due course of time.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We have the next question from the line of Amit Agarwal from Berman Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. First, sir, if it's possible, can you give a breakup of revenue in terms of AC, washing machine, and air cooler within the product division for the quarter and for the full year?
Pramodji, can you give that?
Yeah, please. I'll just give that. Just give me a second, sir. I'm just opening.
Sure.
So, we had totally in the product business 478 crores turnover this year, out of which 297 crores was actually AC, washing machine was 167, and coolers were 14 crores, okay. And for the quarter, the AC business was 200 crores, and washing machine was 50 crores, and about 9 crores was coolers.
Got it, sir. And, sir, also in terms of margins, can we have a broader split in terms of division-wise margin for the quarter and the full year?
We don't intend to share that number, but I can just briefly give you a little bit of color that in the product business, the margins are on a normalized basis at the operating level are about 7-8%, and in the plastic molding business, they are about 6-7%.
6-7%. Got it, sir. And, sir, in terms of our so when you said 84 crore is a base that we had in FY20, is this related to the plastic component business that we had?
Yeah, that was related largely and only to the plastic component and a little bit of, I think, heat exchanger we must be doing that time.
So it was largely plastic only.
Okay.
And when we say 290 crore of AC revenue this year, this is complete built unit. There will be over and above, there would be some component revenue which would be booked in plastic molding regarding AC.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, you're right.
And if what would be that number, sir?
That number will be probably similar to some 50-60 crore. Or maybe actually around 70-80 crore, because in PGTL also now we started supplying components to couple of. So it will be around 80 crores, maybe.
Okay, 80%. And sir, when we look at from like say FY27 perspective and looking from an incremental sale, are we looking at more complete build unit or are we also looking you know, some contribution from component by selling it to the brand?
So actually component will be always contributing because there are some components which we are supplying to some of our customers, leading customers. But the large proportion, almost 85% to 90% of the proportion for the PLI revenues will be covered from the in-house usage of the components that we will be giving in our ODM solutions to the customers. So what I basically mean to say is like individual component requirement from customer will be very small and large part of it is going to be through the solution that we'll be giving to the customers.
Got it. And sir, in terms of our capacity as of 31st March 2022, in terms of AC, IDU, ODU and washing machine, semi-automatic, fully automatic, what would be the number, sir?
Yeah, so in
all plants combined.
Yeah, washing machine, we can do 15,000 fully automatic washing machines per month and 50,000 semi-automatic washing machines per month right now. In AC, in indoor, we can do close to 125,000 indoor units every month and 50,000 outdoor units every month. And we are completely backward integrated in the components which we do right now in these units as of 36.
Got it, sir. And sir, in terms of again this 290 crore revenue that we booked, what would you broader split it of IDU and ODU?
Just give me a second. I'll just tell you. 234 was indoor unit roughly, and about 63 crores was outdoor unit.
And the last question, in terms of our future plans within AC, they are all concentrated in Maharashtra. So the entire future capex will happen in the same super vicinity, in and around Ahmednagar.
Not really. Actually, we are also having a unit in PGTL, which is in Noida, Greater Noida. We are actually going to do significant capex this year there also from to develop some component ecosystem. Cross flow fan and plastic molding we are already doing there. We are contemplating internally to probably start doing heat exchanger also there and may actually start servicing some IDU solution from there to some of the customers. That is still in the discussion stage and we will be probably taking a decision very soon on that.
And sir, I would assume our super facility would be largely catered to the West India market, right?
No, it's nothing like that. We cater to the brands and then brands actually sell all across India. It is not that they are selling only in West. Some of the brands are actually shipping the products to North as well as South also from our facility.
But, sir, in terms of, again, if you have any broader numbers of, like, say, 290 crore sales we did, you know, because I'm assuming you would have some visibility on where the products are getting delivered, any broader sense in terms of West market, what would be that number?
See, it's very difficult for us to get that because in some of the customers, they take it to their warehouse in the West and then from there they distribute it. In only few customers, very few customers, we actually directly shipped to their warehouses in the other part of the region. So getting that number or actually guessing is not right on it's a very difficult task.
Let me tell you from the feedback what we have from our customers, having a plant situated in Maharashtra in this Ahmednagar district, so we are quite equidistant for north also and south also in the east side of India also. So that way the kind of interest what we are getting from our clients is on the basis of that because we are able to feed their pan-India market from our location in Maharashtra.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. That really helps.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Abhishek Maheshwari from Sky Ridge Wealth Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Maheshwari, can you hear us? This is the operator, Mr. Maheshwari.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I was on mute. Thank you for taking my questions again. Sir, what FA turnover and margins are you targeting for FY23? Asset turnover and margins?
I got your question, but I'll tell you something. But the reason why I'm not able to exactly pinpoint and give you the answer for that is because we are doing continuously capex, and how much of that capex actually gets capitalized next year before the balance sheet date is going to decide the fixed asset turn as well as the margins on that. But margins from on an overall basis, as I said, will improve in the business segments. Coming to the fixed asset side, fixed asset turnover, my sense is that as the businesses fully scale up, the fixed asset turn for the company will significantly improve from what it is today.
So currently it is at around 2.5 or so. So maybe we can expect it to go to 3, 4 to 5.
Yeah, 4 to 5 is the internal target that we have for the next couple of years. We have to reach there to get our desired ratios of return ratios, and we are working very hard towards it.
Excellent, excellent. And sir, last question. Sir, I'm sorry, I missed out the part where you were explaining your working capital cycle. So I saw the presentation you've written also that working capital increased because of delays in the plant ramp up due to fire accident. So going forward, as things normalize and plants stabilize, the working capital loan and all should increase. Is my assumption correct?
See, what is going to happen is now already the working capital loan and as well as the working capital, basically the inventories are running down because the season has been going on and the AC, and we have been utilizing these raw material which we imported. This will continue like this till August, September, and then from September onward, we'll start rebuilding the base for November ramp-up that we will have to do for the next season. So because of the seasonality in the AC business, what's going to happen is that you will see the cycle of the balance sheet as well as the working capital being at the peak around March, and then it keeps on coming down till September, October, and then again it starts going up from October till March. So, but next year the numbers will be looking much better, because this year we had a first half. See, there's a calculation issue also, because first half we had a very slow revenues. Out of the 1,000 crores, we did only 300 crores in the first half. And because of that, overall, the numbers for the full year, when you look at it at the year-end inventory and they are divided by the full year turnover and look out at the days look unusually high. This year, that situation is not likely, and hopefully we will have much balanced year. Therefore, the numbers will look better. And also, we are continuously working to optimize the inventory levels, etc. And we are doing several things on at our end so that we can take care of these issues.
Okay. Sir, and one broad level question. Considering the industry that you operate in, the nature of business you're in, and the FA turnover of 5 to 6 that you're targeting, naturally the volumes are going to ramp up and pick up strongly in next 2-3 years. So obviously the working capital cycle, working capital also requirements also increase significantly. So is there any internal target you have that you would want to maintain? And are your clients, are your customers compliant with those, days receivable and days payable that you are internally targeting? So what kind of number are you targeting there in terms of working capital days? For long-term perspective, I'm asking.
From long-term point of view, you can actually take a working capital cycle of about at least 45 to 50 days. And that is what we should be seeing as the product business becomes larger. There are a mix of customers. Some of them pay very early. Some of them have a payment cycle of up to 60 days also. So depending upon the mix of how they grow individually, the final
receivable situation will actually decide the working capital cycle. But we are very sure that as the ecosystem for the component in India improves, a lot of this dependence on inventory, high cost inventory that we have to keep because we have to import these goods from China, those things will continuously keep coming down over the next 3 to 4 years as the companies ramp up their production in India for making the components, some of the critical components, both in AC as well as washing machine.
Okay. So the working capital days, you're saying that working capital days will increase from here, but they should stabilize at 40 to 45 days.
Yes.
Okay, great, sir. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Arpit Shah from Stallion Asset. Please go ahead. Mr. Shah,
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to understand the seasonality of the business because you've just added a lot of new lines of businesses. So what we are presented as revenues will be coming from, let's say, from Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. Because a Q1 will be typically a heavy quarter for a company. So would that mix change going ahead?
I don't think the mix will change significantly, but it will improve for sure. See, last 2 years, there has been a hit on our business in both the years in the first quarter because of the COVID-led shutdown. And we have a high dependence on some of the summer products like AC and refrigerator in the plastic molding side. And they are actually going next year also. The AC is likely to remain very large, even the product side for us. So that seasonality will continue. But from today, 30-70 in the first half of the calendar, which we have been doing for the last 2-3 years, will probably shift and improve to 40-60 kind of a number in the next couple of years.
So 40 would be the first half and 60, I didn't get the last.
No. First half is like first calendar half will be 60%, which is January to June, and then in the two quarters, which is September and December quarter, that will be 40%.
Got it. And largely, we have got an ODM side of the business, right? Be it RAC, washing machine, and even an air cooler. How would we be able to manage margin? Because here you not have a complete pass-through, right? There would be a lag of, let's say, 1 or 2 months or maybe a quarter.
So,
how would you be maintaining the margins over here, given the inflation scenario?
Yeah. So typically, the way we do our pricing of the product is on a lagged 2 month basis average, we try to do the pricing, and we have a pricing contract where we try to change the price every 2 to 3 months depending on the contract we have with the clients, and we try to preserve the margins in the business. And we hope that we will probably not be seeing such a steep rise in the commodity price as we have seen in the last 1.5-2 years. And if that is the case, then typically the price pass on is easy. But if you have a very steep rise like we have seen in the last 2 years, it takes some time, but it happens eventually.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dhruvesh Shah from JM Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, any new customer addition that you would like to highlight which are of significance during the quarter in AC or washing machines?
Actually, we don't talk about customers so much, but we have had significant customer addition this year in all the segments, even in the plastic molding side and even on the AC and washing machine. AC was the first year in the ODM solution, and in the very first year, we have been able to add 7 customers, and we started billing all of them largely in the fourth quarter. Similarly, in the washing machines, we have been adding very good customers. Now we service almost close to 16-17 brands in India in washing machine, and we continue to add some significant names in the washing machine even in the current year.
Okay. And what would be our market share in the outsourcing industry in AC and washing machines separately?
That number is not formally available, but in washing machine, I think on a monthly run rate basis, we are probably number two. And it's difficult to get that market share because there are a couple of unlisted players whose numbers are not available to us. But we do know from the customer interaction that we are having probably in the number of washing machine, second largest outsourcing player, we are there on a monthly basis. In AC, also the same challenges is there, but in AC, our market share will be very small because still one of the large players controls very, very high market share in the AC outsourcing industry.
Okay. And any shortages that you are facing in terms of raw materials or any other problems that you are facing while manufacturing in RAC or washing machines?
No, nothing very substantial as of now. Only issue is like whenever you start a new facility and you have very big ambitions in terms of ramping the plants, the challenges, significant challenges come on account of manpower availability, raw material systems, and those kind of things we are taking care. Now with the season has passed and we think we have done a good job, a reasonably good job in the season. Next season will be probably much smoother and much better in terms of ramp-ups and delivery.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Philip Capital for closing comments.
And thanks everyone for participating in this call. Management, you would like to make any closing remarks? Thanks.
So, see, the company has been aggressively doing CapEx and trying to expand their capabilities also and the capacities also. And with the government support of Make in India, Atmanirbhar Bharat, and PLI schemes and all kind of tariff and non-tariff barriers what government is trying to create for imports, a reduction in India and create self-reliant India. So we are seeing a lot of, you know, growth potential and there is a good size of the market which we can cater to, and we are seeing good numbers to come in next few years. So things are looking very exciting and good, and as a team, we are trying to work hard, and in fact, the challenge is that we have to make this growth sustainable, and that we do understand internally, and the management is doing a lot of discussions on that to how to, you know, grow on a sustainable manner, in a sustainable manner. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
On behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes the conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.